Another Texas child dies after recovering from measles. By Robert Malone at brownstone.org. April 6, 2025, Lubbock, Texas, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Another Texas child dies a tragic death after recovering from measles. A licensed Texas physician with significant experience successfully treating measles during the current outbreak is reporting a second tragic death of a chronically ill child who had been previously infected with measles in a Texas hospital. Similar to the recent unfortunate death widely but incorrectly reported as primarily caused by measles rather than complicated by measles, this is again a case of a child suffering from pre-existing conditions who was misdiagnosed, and it appears that she may have been improperly medically managed. In this second case, a young girl who had previously been infected but recovered from a measles infection developed a blood infection, sepsis, after suffering from chronic tonsillitis complicated by chronic mononucleosis. Infectious mononucleosis, IM, mono, also known as glandular fever, is an infection usually caused by the Epstein-Barr virus, EBV. There is no vaccine for EBV, and in most cases children that develop this common infection recover with supportive care. In this case, although she had developed and recovered from measles, the girl had been ill for months with chronic mononucleosis complicated by chronic tonsillitis, and her parents had been arranging for her to have her tonsils removed, a procedure known as a tonsillectomy. Unfortunately, the child developed sepsis, a bacterial blood infection, which progressed to acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS. In this case, blood cultures identified gram-positive cocci in her blood, indicating that her sepsis and ARDS were likely caused by either a Staphylococcus aureus or Streptococcus pneumoniae bacterial infection. Her parents brought her to the Texas University Medical Center in Lubbock, Texas for treatment of her apparent bacterial sepsis due to underlying chronic tonsillitis and chronic mononucleosis. At the time of admission, the girl's father specifically requested that she be treated with inhaled budesonide by nebulizer. The UMC hospital staff refused this request, and appeared to have treated her as if she was suffering from COVID rather than ARDS, and administered an intravascular infusion of steroids. IV steroids suppress the immune system's ability to fight bacterial infections, and the father was aware that inhaled budesonide is an effective, lower-risk treatment relative to IV steroids when treating ARDS. For a summary of the definitive clinical trial documenting the effect of nebulized budesonide on respiratory mechanics and oxygenation in acute lung injury, acute respiratory distress syndrome, please see this peer-reviewed publication. Instead of receiving clinically proven standard of care treatment with nebulized budesonide according to the family's wishes, the young girl was administered IV steroids and sedated with drugs that suppressed her respiratory drive and deep breathing, increasing the likelihood of partial collapse or closure of her lungs, a medical complication known as atelectasis, which reduces the ability of the lungs to bring oxygen to the blood, making it even harder for her to recover from her bacterial pneumonia and sepsis. As a consequence, she passed away due to sepsis resulting from chronic tonsillitis and chronic mononucleosis, complicated by medical mismanagement. In the previous related case that was widely misreported by mainstream media, another medical error by a Texas hospital led to the death of a 6-year-old child who developed mycoplasma pneumonia after receiving a measles diagnosis. In that case, the cascade of medical errors included failure to administer the correct antibiotic in time, according to doctors who reviewed the child's medical records, which were shared with permission by the family. Details of those records and independent medical review can be found here. The Texas Department of State Health Services currently reports 481 cases of measles occurring since late January during the current outbreak of measles in the South Plains and Panhandle regions of Texas. Of these, 56 of the patients have been hospitalized. Measles is among the most highly infectious viral diseases known to man. Measles outbreaks are common in both vaccinated and unvaccinated regions. The World Health Organization has issued a travel advisory for the United States due to the Texas outbreak, although it has not issued travel advisories concerning the currently ongoing outbreak of 572 measles cases in Ontario, Canada. Ontario's top public health official Dr. Kieran Moore does not recommend mandatory vaccination and says the standard public health measures to limit the spread are working. The WHO-designated European region has a population of approximately 745 million people and reported about 127,350 measles cases last year, or 1 in 5,850 people. Most children who develop measles infection and disease recover with supportive care, and deaths from measles are quite rare in children who are otherwise healthy. Acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS, in children is associated with a significant mortality rate. According to the guidelines from the Royal Hospital for Children, Glasgow, the mortality rate for mild to moderate ARDS is around 10-12%, while it is 33% for severe cases. A study from KK Women's and Children's Hospital reported an overall mortality rate of 63% among children with ARDS. A retrospective study conducted at a tertiary referral hospital found that the overall mortality rate for children with ARDS was 33%, with more than half of the deaths occurring in the severe ARDS group. 5. Another study indicated that children with hematological neoplasms complicated with ARDS had a high overall mortality rate, ranging from 56% to 77%. In summary, unlike measles, the mortality rate for children with ARDS can vary depending on the severity of the condition and underlying health issues, but is generally high, ranging from 10 to 77%. Medical error is the third leading cause of death in the U.S., according to a 2016 analysis by Johns Hopkins University researchers, including Dr. Marty McCary, the recently confirmed commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. For further information relevant to this case, please see the following article. Respiratory viral co-infections. Insights into epidemiology, immune response, pathology, and clinical outcomes. Republished from the author's Substack.